Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we unpack all things investments to provide you with better insights for the important discussions with your clients to help them achieve their goals. In this episode, we will unpack smart beta investment strategies, including the launch of the new Momentum Quality Equity Fund. I'm Ali Simpkins, the local fund specialist for Momentum Collective Investments based out of the Gauteng region. Joining me today in studio is Wayne Dennehy, Head of Systematic Strategies and Structuring at Momentum Investments. Welcome, Wayne, and thank you for joining me. Please tell us a bit more about yourself and your role.
Thanks, Ali. Well, my role with Momentum actually spans a very long period, would you believe? I actually started with Momentum in 1990 as a bursary student straight out of school, and then joined the firm, spent my first 11 years working at Momentum. Switched careers, went into banking for 12 years, sat on the in a sort of global market seat on a trading floor for 12 years, decided 12 years in banking was more than enough, and rejoined the team 6 years ago now into the investment team, where when I joined, my primary role was to help us build out a world-class index fund capability set and a world-class smart beta capability set, which I think we've done. It's been one of our best-kept secrets for many, many years, but looking forward to unpacking some of that capability with you in this podcast.
Definitely, definitely looking forward to that. Thanks, Wayne. So obviously, from what you've said, the markets are integral to what you do. Please share with us how the South African asset classes have responded to the global recovery since the vaccine deployment.
Well, it certainly has been quite a last 14 months. Unless you've been on some remote islands, you've definitely probably seen things you haven't seen in your lifetime before in terms of how these various asset classes have panned out. But even for me, I mean, I certainly saw the 98 crisis, I saw 2001, I saw the 2008 global financial crisis. But 2020 to me was something very, very unique. It was something that I certainly have not seen in my sort of 28 years sitting in financial markets. And I think it was really because the market pulled back so strongly in February and March as we actually started COVID. And then I think to everyone's surprise, it bounced back even stronger. I mean, if you literally had stepped off planet Earth and arrived back 12 months later, you would have thought, well, nothing much happened since I was last year. But a hell of a lot happened. And I think what made it very, very tricky for investors and certainly for financial advisors is that as the market fell sharply and it then had this massive, massive bounce back, it wasn't a case of that all sectors bounced back equally. And if you look at it, I mean, even now, if you look at the sort of one-year returns, it looks as though everything's done well. I mean, your sort of resources are up nicely, financials are up nicely, your sort of market industrials are up nicely. But look over a slightly longer period, and it quickly shows you that financials have been under huge pressure. You know, so your sort of South African listed property under massive pressure. So it's a case of that it really hasn't been a falling tide and then a rising tide. It's been extremely, extremely tough conditions for everyone to actually try and successfully navigate it. And I think what it's really brought back to us all is this need that you have to be well diversified, right? I mean, and that really is, it's markets investing 101. Don't put all your eggs into one basket. But last year has certainly shown us that once again, that you need to be well diversified between various asset classes, equities, bonds, cash, and you need to be well diversified within each of those asset classes. And I think what might surprise many of us is that if you look at, I mean, the one stat we're all very aware of, the rand dollar. I mean, you'd probably be quite surprised to hear that over the last 5 years, the rand's only weakened by 1% per annum. Quite a story. I mean, it certainly feels far worse than that. And in fact, the best asset class to have been in the last 5 years would have actually been global equities, where you've actually had strong, healthy returns of nearly 15% per annum. So it's been a tough market for clients to stay invested, because the common tendency of clients is you get scared in the middle of this roller coaster ride and you bail. But you get the best results to be in the right place and to sit in the right place for as long as possible.
A tricky year to navigate indeed. With this landscape as the backdrop, please could you elaborate on what exactly a smart beta investment strategy entails?
Yeah, I think that's a question I get asked pretty often, Ellie. And I mean, it's probably easiest to explain if you start with a one step back and say, what is a normal market index fund? So I think we all understand, you know, if we go and buy various funds, you can buy various active funds, and there's plenty in the market. I think when I last checked, there's more than 150 active SA equity funds out there. But effectively your market index fund, which as a starting point is your buy the market fund. So you're just buying all the shares in the market, and your objective is to try and earn that market return. A smart beta fund tries to do something a little differently. And if you look at what the fund returns look like, most people would just look at the fund and say, wow, this must be a very actively managed fund because it's doing well relative to the market. It's more volatile than the market. It must be active. So what a smart beta fund is doing is it's trying to inherently capture a particular style in the market, where in our South African market, those primary styles would be value, it would be momentum or a sort of trending style, and it would be quality. Those are the three primary styles I would see in a South African equity space. But what a smart beta fund now does is it tries to capture those styles, but to do it in a more passive way. So not trying to do it based on active management or active stock picks or trying to take sort of aggressive views. It's doing it in a passive, systematic, repeatable way, trying to capture out that particular style. And it's a fantastic tool for advisors and for clients to actually consider into their portfolios, because it gives you a level of diversification that is one step further than just being into sort of one or two different funds as a means of trying to actually being well diversified.
100%, Wayne. It's interesting. My first question as a financial professional was active or passive. And I love how that narrative has changed to an and. So you mentioned that it incorporates both active and passive strategies. So let's elaborate on what are the associated benefits for the advisors listening as well as for their clients.
I mean, I would tend to agree with you there. Thank goodness the market has moved on from being, well, is it a case of active or passive? I mean, that was the sort of narrative some years back, and I mean, it couldn't have been more wrong. But I think maybe just an interesting point on that, even on the sort of comments around, you know, should one even be investing into a sort of passive fund? Because I'm also often asked, Wayne, but why would I buy a passive fund if I'm guaranteed to underperform the market net of fees? And the point is, that's 100% correct. You are guaranteed to underperform the market net of fees. But what people sort of lose in that argument is that fees are low, so you're going to be just slightly less than market. And in fact, when you compare it to the various active funds, many active funds for long periods of time struggle to actually beat the market. So there's nothing wrong with being in a particular index fund. I think really where the smarts now come into their own, it's very much around you now have that ability to actually add particular styles into your SA equity building block. So, I mean, I usually see clients' portfolios where they are sort of well diversified between funds, where you have fund A, fund B, fund C. But your challenge to many clients is that if fund A, fund B, and fund C are all value funds, you're certainly not well diversified. Yes, you've got three names, but are they all in exactly that same style? So smart beta funds now give us a way to say, listen, I have a fund structure, but I don't have any access to value, or I don't have any sort of SA quality funds in my particular mix at the moment. So smart beta funds now will basically give you that clean ability to add that style into your portfolio mix, but most importantly, to not be in another active fund. You're in a more passive, systematic type of fund, but you get clean access away from the sort of various active equity managers. And as you said all along, the real end game here is blending active and passive together. But if you look at those returns, I mean, we actually built out our value fund. I mean, many might be quite surprised, but we built our value and our trending, which is our momentum-styled smart beta funds. Then I have a four-year track record. And over 4 years, the value fund's beaten the market by 4% per annum. I mean, that looks pretty active if you just have a look at first sight. And our trending fund has actually beaten the market by 6% per annum. I mean, that's coming 17th and 13th out of 130 funds over 4 years. Very active-looking returns. But clients now can buy these building blocks in a much more passive way. And because their fees are lower, on a net of fees basis, these funds perform exceptionally well to other active alternatives that might be available to clients. So they are a very worthwhile thing to consider to actually supplement your portfolio, gain extra levels of market diversification, and of course get it at a very compelling fee. So on a net of fee basis, things look fantastic.
Lower fees are always a bonus, let's be honest. You mentioned quality attributes. Please can you elaborate on the launch of the new Momentum Quality Equity Fund?
Sure. So as I said, we actually launched our value and trending funds 4 years ago, a little bit more than 4 years ago now, and they've been running on a sort of unit trust funds And they'd been running on pooled fund basis for our institutional clients. And we decided at that stage we were going to launch value and we were going to launch trending, because we felt those were the two main styles that we needed in South African equities to gain more levers of market diversification and help us to explain where market returns are actually coming from. We then did a lot of extra research in the next couple of years, and we figured out, well, maybe we should also add quality into the mix to add sort of a fundamental different lever of actually trying to get extra share level diversification and ultimately market diversification. So we now at a point where we are ready to actually launch our Momentum Quality Smart Beta Fund. But interesting to many clients is this fund's actually been running live with pretty chunky assets in it on a pooled basis on our life balance sheet. So we've been running this strategy for the last 2 years, and we're now in a position that we can launch it also into our unit trust platform.
Sounds like a great fund to add to one's toolkit. It is certainly no secret that quality companies are able to weather the storm during trying times. Wayne, am I correct in saying that the fund can be accessed via Momentum Wealth or directly through Momentum Collective Investments?
Absolutely correct. So the fund will be on our unit trust platform, Momentum Collective Investments. But I think you can take comfort if you're a client or if you're a financial advisor that the strategy that we're going to be launching now has been running on the life balance sheet for the last 2 years. So it's got a 2-year track record for those of you that would like to see it. I'm sure you can certainly get access to that via your sort of various Momentum channels. But it'll be on the unit trust platform, and it'll then also be available for consumption on Momentum Wealth. So those will be our primary retail delivery mechanisms. But I think it's important that it's the same strategy that we've been running in value and in Momentum for the last 4 years, just building up it now in a slightly different tilt. We're looking for quality companies, because I think, as you say, Ali, through times of market crisis, that's when you expect your sort of quality companies to come to the fore. And that certainly played out last year, and it certainly showed in how our fund returned last year. So it is an extra arrow to put into your arsenal to get a more diversified SA equity portfolio.
Because the fund is new, how do you suggest we evaluate its performance potential?
So what's really important to realize is that the fund is run by the same systematic team that runs our CapSwix Index Fund, which, again, many would be surprised to hear that between the unit trust and our on-balance sheet funds, we have around 12 billion worth of assets invested. And it's the same team that runs all of our Smart Beta Index Funds, our value and our trending fund, and our now new to market in the unit trust space, Momentum Quality Fund. So to me, I would take comfort that this is being run by an experienced team that has a solid track record, both in the index fund space and in the other two Smart Beta funds. And we're introducing a new style run on the same process, the same philosophy, but with a different filtering criteria in terms of building out a fund that now has a strong bias to try and capture this theme of we want quality to show through as that market underlying trend in this particular fund. And of course, if you do want that past track record, please speak to your Momentum contact, and I'm sure they can share with you how the fund has performed on the balance sheet.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for your insights into this exciting and certainly innovative investment approach. In closing, the Momentum Quality Equity Fund has launched. The fund complements the current Momentum Smart Beta offering and adds a unique investment style to use as a building block within your toolkit. Thank you for listening, and for more information, please visit our updated and improved website at momentum.co.za.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.